In exactly a month's time, on February the 8th, Czech legislators will convene to elect a new president, with the incumbent Václav Klaus set to go head-to-head with Jan Švejnar. Mr. Švejnar has spent most of his life in the United States and is little known in the country of his birth, something he hopes to rectify with a campaign which will take him to a number of regional centres. But it is in Parliament itself that Jan Švejnar really needs to win more backing. Ian Willoughby reports.
Myslím, že je důležité, aby kandidát na prezidenta hovořil s občany, zjistil, jak smýšlejí, co jsou jejich názory.
Speaking at the official launch of his election campaign on Monday, Jan Švejnar said he plans to listen to the opinions of voters when he travels to 7 regional centres over the next 3 weeks, starting in Zlín and Kroměříž on Wednesday. While Mr. Švejnar is pressing the flesh in South Moravia, Václav Klaus will remain in Prague, holding talks with senators from 2 small groupings which have no deputies in the lower house. Mr. Klaus, who has also rejected the idea of a TV debate with Mr. Švejnar, has been rather withering about his opponent's tour. The incumbent and favourite says he has no need to traverse the country, shaking people's hands for the first time. And in a very real sense, he doesn't. After all, it isn't voters but the country's 281 deputies and senators who will elect a new president in 31 days' time. The Senate is controlled by Mr. Klaus's Civic Democrats, so he's essentially guaranteed a place in the second round of voting. It's in the Chamber of Deputies, therefore, that Jan Švejnar really needs to try to find support. Given that fact, he was somewhat wishy-washy at the launch of his campaign and website, Švejnar Presidentem, or Švejnar for President. One key question is citizenship. Mr. Švejnar has joint Czech-American citizenship. The communists, whose support is crucial, are saying they won't back him if he doesn't give up his US passport. Therefore, it was perhaps surprising that on Monday, with little over 4 weeks to go, he said he still needed to look into the matter. He did point out, however, that Ireland once had a president who was a US citizen, while the Czech Republic itself has had 2 foreign ministers with dual citizenship. Before the news conference, Jan Švejnar held talks with the head of the Roman Catholic Church in the Czech Republic, Cardinal Miloslav Vlk, a move which may have been designed to appeal to the Christian Democrats, another party whose backing he needs to win. That may also have explained his reluctance to use anything but vague language about the possible return to cabinet of the Christian Democrats' controversial leader, Jiří Čunek.